This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. We'll check in with John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer. He'll be working tonight, the World Baseball Classic. It'll be Japan against the United States. I'd love to see Shohei Ohtani go against Mike Trout, but Ohtani is not scheduled to pitch. But that could be a great matchup there. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll talk to Tom Izzo, Michigan State head coach. He's been to 8 Final Fours in his career. The other 15 coaches left in the Sweet 16 have a combined total of 7 Final Fours. In other words, Coach Izzo's been around a long, long time. I thought I was able to outlast, you know, all of these guys. You know, Coach K is gone, and Roy Williams is gone, Boeheim is gone, and there you go. You won't leave, Tom. Congratulations. You've done it again.
Yeah, like a bad habit, man. I'm still here, Dan, but so are you. So I guess we're in this together.
Yeah, you know, we shouldn't be surprised, but are you surprised that you're in the Sweet 16?
You know, it's been a funny year. I like my team the whole year, and that doesn't normally happen. You know, we had a bunch of injuries early. 2 starters were out for quite a while, and as we started getting one of them back, I said, you know, this team, we got some experience. We got some guys that started playing well. Our guards, you know, Hogarth and Tyson Walker and Jaden Akins have really started to play well together. We started shooting it better. And am I surprised? Not totally, but I thought the team we beat in Marquette was a really good team, really good, deserving where they were and where they were seated.
How do you coach in the tournament as opposed to how you coach during the regular season?
Well, most of our fans think I golf during the regular season and just kind of sit back and do nothing. And March comes and I like start working or something. That is not true.
Okay.
Tell you, but you know, I think one thing that we talked about as a team, we were a very good defensive team early, and we really the last 3 weeks of the season didn't play very well at all. And so we kind of recommitted to that and realized that not only at Michigan State, but in tournament play, look at the teams that were left. Marquette, great defensive team. Like in our area now, Kansas State's good. Tennessee's the best defensive team in the country. So defense still wins at this time of year.
You got Kansas State coming up Sweet 16 on Thursday. You know, I started to look around with Boeheim. He said he felt relieved to step down. Like there was just weight off his shoulder. He said, I had to get motivated to go to practice. Coach K probably went through this. You know, Boeheim talked about name, image, and likeness. Like, this has changed. How much has it changed, though, let's say, in the last 10 years for you in coaching, recruiting, everything that goes into this?
Well, we've had segments. 10 years ago, it really changed because that was the birth of social media and Twitter. And that really created problems for coaches because not only do you take the abuse, but the players take the abuse. And then you have to help them navigate through all the problems. And then you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, COVID, that affected everybody. But they're right. You know, I think Jay Wright's in that group and he's younger. But the NIL and the transfer policy has changed a lot of things. And not me personally, none for the better. And I think a lot of those guys felt the same way. And so I still love my job. I love going to work. I love going to practice. I'm a little questioning my profession right now. I think a lot of guys are, and I don't know what that's going to end up. You know,
what do you mean? What do you mean you're questioning your profession?
Well, I don't like where the profession has gone. I don't like the rules, the changes. I don't think there's anything good about giving so much freedom to an 18-year-old that he can change jobs every hour on the hour. You know, that's just my opinion. And I know that bothers some people, doesn't bother others, but I don't know what people are going to do that they aren't happy one day, they just leave. What are you going to do when you get a real job? You might do the same, but you might have a family to feed at that time. So I think it's created a problem, Dan, of accountability. And to be a real good team, there's got to be some accountability. And it's getting a little harder to do that, but I'm still hanging in there.
Is there a solution?
Well, I think we let it get out of control in the first place. You know, maybe there was some solution. I mean, I'm all for players getting some money, but I'm not all for players, you know, where they say it can't be an enticement in recruiting. I mean, who's kidding who?
Yeah.
I'm also not out for players are spending more time now on their NIL stuff than they are in their game. So they can make a little bit of money now compared to becoming a pro and make a lot of money. So there's issues, but, you know what? I just play by the rules that I'm given and try to do it the best I can do in my way. But I can't say that it's made it easier. In fact, it's made it more difficult. It's made it harder to coach guys. It's almost like we start managing them instead of coaching them. And the day that I got to just manage, I'm getting out.
But, okay, how much money is there for basketball players at Michigan State to divvy up?
Well, there's no real set amount of money, if you want the truth, at any of these schools. But
I thought there was a collective that would have, like, this is the amount of money for the kids this year. There's no cap.
That's kind of, there's no cap. So that's the problem. There's no cap. And, you know, I wouldn't say that we're spending a ton of money on our players, but I would say that we're trying to take care of them the best we can within the rules, if there are any rules anymore. But, you know, kids... I mean, you hear the rumors of the quarterbacks making $8 million and $3 million and guys making $500,000. I think there's a lot of rumors out there that aren't right. Or hell, you'd want to be a basketball or football player again if you could make that kind of money. But
like LeBron James's son, is going to, like, what's he worth to a university?
Well, that's the other funny part. You know, there's the collective, and then there's the a guy like LeBron James's son. What is he worth in the social media world? You know, that I have no idea because I hate the social media, so I don't pay any attention to it. Don't have it, don't care about it, don't want to know about it, if you want the truth.
Are you recruiting LeBron James's son?
You know, we did recruit him a little bit. I talked to LeBron about it at Draymond Green's wedding, if you want the truth. But I don't know, now come to think of it, I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell you that.
Oh, so
I'll probably get
no.
slapped. I might get fined, or maybe they'll suspend me from the NCAA tournament. So we'll just say that there's a player out west that I looked at.
You didn't say his name.
Yeah, you did. That's right.
Yeah,
thank you, Dan.
You're good. God, I got Steve Kerr in trouble when he was the GM of the Suns, and I joked about, hey, you interested in signing LeBron at the time? And he goes, yeah, we'll give him the mid-level exception or something. And he was joking. David Stern didn't think it was funny. And he fined Steve, I think, $25,000.
You didn't get me in much trouble, so we'll see.
Hey, well, it's great to talk to you, and have fun on Thursday night. The voice doesn't sound as bad as I thought it was going to.
No, I'm doing good, Dan. I'm really...
You're not yelling as much. Is that what's going on?
No, I keep telling you every year, it's not the yelling. I don't yell anymore. That's illegal now. You'll get lawyers that sue you for yelling at your players. You don't understand the new rules, Dan. We just tell him, would you please guard somebody? Would you please pass it to the right guy? But what it is, in all honesty, is when you lose sleep, you know, do you ever lose sleep? When you don't sleep, your voice goes.
Okay, have you ever had parents say, I don't like the way you yell at my son?
Of course.
And what do you say?
I say, what would you do if you skipped class 15 times in a month? I never get a good answer either,
yeah.
If you want the truth. It's all good. You know what? And all kidding aside, whatever the rules are, we'll abide by them. But I hope we don't lose a lot more good coaches because of this, because there's some really good people that are trying to help kids. And there's some other people that are trying to expose kids, if you ask me. And we'll find a happy medium. But right now, it's the NCAA tournament. We're in the Sweet 16. And I'm hoping I'm talking to you next week because we're moving on. How's that?
Good to talk to you, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Tom Izzo, Hall of Famer. He's been at Michigan State for 28 years. And you start to look around. I mean, Patino is a lifer. Patino just signed for 6 years, St. John's. And Rick is on a redemption tour. This is, all right, you guys all kicked me to the curb. I went to Greece. I won a championship. I came back to Iona. Now I'm going to St. John's, and I have receipts. That's what it feels like. He'll coach till he dies. But you lose Jay Wright. And Jay Wright is, I mean, he was a preeminent coach. And I think he just felt like, I don't want to do this anymore. And speaking to a former assistant coach 3 days ago, and I just said, do you understand what Jim Boeheim, he heard the interview with Boeheim. And he said, I totally get that. Where you just, you can't take a breath. It feels like, there's so much pressure. You got kids who are making money, people who want to help the kids make money, people who might not be helping the kids for the right reasons. Everybody wants to have their hand in all of this, and you're trying to coach them. And he said, coaching is hard enough, expectations. But he said, when you throw in everything else, and he said, if you can make money, make money. Not everybody makes money. Everybody has the feeling that they can make money. That's the biggest problem. Because there's always somebody who goes, hey, if you come to this school, I can get you this. He said, that's part of the problem. You need stability at that age. You need to have guidance there. You need to have people help you on and off the court. And he said, we're losing that. And we're probably not going to get it back again. Let's see. A couple of phone calls here. Let's see. Bob in Youngstown. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Dan. How's your morning?
Oh, it's wonderful. I get to look at the Danettes. I'm having a great day. Everything's good. Sun is out.
Good, good. Well, I have a T-shirt idea for you that's
okay. Kind
of mean-spirited, but this seems like the right show to call for that. And then a question about the Cleveland Browns, regrettably.
Okay.
So the T-shirt idea first, you were talking about Zach Wilson earlier, so I had the idea of maybe doing a Zach Wilson depth chart T-shirt, number one being MILF Slayer, number two being quarterback. The Browns question for you would be, obviously Deshaun Watson just got his contract restructured, and I was wondering like how that may affect, decisions down the road for quarterbacks. And also I'm curious, if you may know this, you may not, how far down the road can the Browns kick the can on Deshaun's contract itself with all these like deferred payments?
I don't know how far down the road you can. T-shirt idea didn't go over well. Paulie.
Bob, here's a tip for future callers. Don't type out TPS reports simultaneously where you're calling to the radio show. Ignore your work and focus on us. You can hear type. Got to focus on your call.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bob. Got to focus. Seton was all excited. He wanted to hear that T-shirt idea, mean-spirited.
Yeah, let's go.
We moved on from Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
We already had our Jets T-shirt with Zach Wilson.
I appreciate him thinking about it, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it is the thought that counts there.
All right, let me take a break. John Smoltz will join us on loan from Fox. Big game tonight, Japan against the United States. Oh, man, do we love patriotism. Here we go. It's us against Japan. Who are we rooting for? Well, of course, we're rooting for the United States. Paulie's the only one rooting for Japan.
No, I'm weighing my options at this juncture. I want to see which team's better. No, USA.
I respect that.
No, you You're rooting for us.
Yes.
What, Mark?
Us, A.
So if you guys are like Irish or Italian, do you guys root for USA or do you guys root for Italy or Ireland?
Well, Ireland wasn't in.
No. I'm just saying in general.
Like, I would root for the United States.
And if they got knocked out, then it's Ireland?
Yeah, but Ireland's not winning anything.
I got to tell you, if Ireland made the World Baseball Classic and was in the finals, I think I'd root for Ireland. I can't see that. That's a great story. We root for stories.
I would root for all the Irish Americans. What I would. Yes, Todd.
I would take Team Israel over Team USA. Well, I'm going to put it out there.
Todd's got a sweatshirt on.
I got my Jew Crew sweatshirt. I love it.
Okay.
He's got like a rabbi swinging a bat. He's wearing a tallis and he's wearing the hat and everything.
Why didn't we get to join the Jew Crew?
You could have. When I went to Israel, I was wearing this on the plane. I got some looks of different shapes, colors, and sizes.
You wore that on a plane to Israel?
I did. I was walking around the airport and at the gate, and some kids were like snickering and people were pointing. And
wait,
I'm like,
what did they think of this in Israel?
I don't know. They seemed okay with it. It's nice. I got this like at the website from an Israeli WBC website.
I just don't want you to be viewed as anti-Semitic and you're Jewish.
That would be awkward. That'd be weird. No, but this was actually sold by like an Israel site to support the baseball team.
Okay, let's take a break. John Smoltz joins us next. Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. Remember that. If you own a small business, GetRefunds.com can help you. You can get started in less than 8 minutes. They've got it timed out. See if your business qualifies for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC is what it's known. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee who was kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds. So it's a refund through the ERC. Might be able to help you as well with your business. No charge up front. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. A lot of businesses believe they might not qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. That's right. I was banging the desk. So you would be called to order like Nick Saban at a press conference. GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to NetSuite.com/Patrick. NetSuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Got a chance to see the Michael Jordan movie. It's not really about Michael Jordan, but it's called Air. It's about the recruitment of Michael Jordan by Nike. And the stars are Sonny Vaccaro, who was the he was the longtime basketball rep for Nike. Got all those coaches, went out and got Jordan, changed Nike, changed Jordan. And Viola Davis plays Michael Jordan's mom. So the stars are Matt Damon and Viola Davis, and I would highly recommend it. It was really, really well done. And interesting, it's a story that you probably maybe heard a little bit about it, but the role of Michael Jordan's mom is, I mean, it's groundbreaking. She changed Nike. She changed athletes with brands because she said, we want $250,000. Michael wants a Mercedes, and we want a percentage of every single shoe that Michael's name is on it. And they agreed to it. And even in the movie, Phil Knight, played by Ben Affleck, goes, what could it cost us? Like a couple million dollars? And at the very end, they go, and Michael makes $400 million a year from the Nike brand. John Smoltz joins us. Now, John, who's played golf with Michael Jordan, probably lost money to Michael Jordan. Have you ever taken money from Michael Jordan on the golf course?
Oh, yeah. 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 This greatest competitor of all time. What you don't do is you don't talk trash. You just play possum. You don't try to be anything other than just go about your business. And at the end of the day, hopefully you beat him. But if you talk trash, if you get him riled up, similar to Tiger, you're going to lose.
Have you seen that happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Funny story. First time I ever played him, he was still playing in the big league. Or I was still playing in the big leagues. He was still playing in the NBA. We played in Chicago on a 38 degree day, and I had no resume. I had no resume. We were the only ones on the course. And he had a putt for, I don't know, 25 feet for birdie on the last hole. If he makes it and I miss my 7-footer, he wins. And he stands up over the putt and like he lines it up, and then he steps back and he goes, he rattles off his resume as if this is no big deal. You know, won 3 MVPs, whatever it was at the time is impressive. And then he made the putt. And I'm like, well, now what do I do? I stand over my putt and I go, we lost 100 games 2 years in a row. I had nothing to go to. Luckily, I made my putt. But I realized just even the time spent with him over the years and Tiger, there's just such a different level. And you get intimidated just hearing when somebody can kind of quote or say all that their resume kind of speaks to.
All right, help me understand tonight. You got Japan against the United States. I would think this is the matchup that you want if you're Fox. Tell us what to look forward to tonight.
Well, you're seeing one of the most complete teams in Team Japan, from the first person on the roster to Shohei Ohtani. I'm amazed by their discipline, the way they go about their game. They all wear the same suits, the same shirt, and the same tie. Like, everything is about unison and the fact that everything they do is has a reason and a structure behind it. No different than that game last night. They were able to come back because they didn't waver or play or get outside their game. So you're going to see 1 through 9 have a complete approach at the plate, unlike anything or any roster that we put together, because the style of baseball is different in the U.S. We have more swing and miss, more homer-type guys, and our lineup is stud lineup. But that's what you're going to see. You're going to see Darvish, who the kind of a good thing for the Team USA that they know that pitcher,
yeah,
even as good as he is. It helps their lineup be familiar with the kind of stuff they're going to see. And then I got this sneaky suspicion that maybe late in the game, if Team Japan is up, you may see Shohei Ohtani close it out. And would it be something more than theater that if Shohei Ohtani, with two outs and a runner on, is facing Mike Trout for the chance to win the WBC, either way, would be pretty incredible if it actually happens.
Help us understand Roki Sasaki, the 21-year-old. How good is he, and what's the destination or time destination for him to end up in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, it's interesting. Everyone's saying anywhere between 3 and 6 years based on the protocols that they have over in Japan. He is dynamic. I mean, they're talking about ahead of Ohtani and his pitching, and we all know what Ohtani's doing as a pitcher. His ability to throw a fastball free and easy and repeat his mechanics and that split finger, he didn't even throw his slider or curveball. And I'm not blown away by too many hyped up moments. I've had the Strasburg moment. And he lived up to that hype that night. He struck out 14. And, of course, his career has been, unfortunately, undone by injuries. But this kid is special. And so there were 64 scouts. Now, that number doesn't make sense to me. There's 30 teams. Do I really need two from every team? But there were 64 people watching him pitch last night.
But why 3 to 6 years, John?
The posting for certain teams, I've learned to understand, is 6 years before you can post, unless the request is granted by the player and or the club, and then it's a lot less the player can make. There's all kinds of different rules for the posting. Now, Shohei Ohtani and Darvish had their posting was so great that the Japanese built a basically new, brand new stadium over there because of the posting that comes to them. So they understand eventually he's going to go. It really is an individual choice and, of course, club control over the time frame.
How big is the WBC, and can you see where we're not waiting 4 years?
Well, you know, there's so much conversation around what the Team USA hasn't had on their roster in the past, and it's starting to be filled up a little bit better. There's some restrictions, of course, that the conversation always goes like this. Look, if your mindset, you come to spring training, you think you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. But we have players get hurt in spring training all the time, and we don't really notice it. But if somebody gets hurt in the WBC, we bang the drum, and it's got to be canceled. So there's got to be this understanding from the clubs and USA Baseball Federation that the more stars we have, the better it is. And those countries are starting to showcase their stars and getting to a point where now that's why the excitement is the way it is. And it's played out. With Mike Trout playing, and I guarantee you, from everything I've heard, he's going to spread the word wherever he goes to any player in the big leagues saying, you want to be part of this. That's going to help the future of WBC gain more and more attraction, because this has been an epic one. This has been one that everyone's been waiting for a long time.
Have fun tonight, John. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Go Spartans.
That's John Smoltz, Hall of Famer. He's in the bracket challenge. Let me see. I got his brackets here. He's got Gonzaga. Oh, he had Purdue facing Gonzaga there. Where does Smoltz rank there, Fritz? He's third?
He is in third place.
Yeah, third place. I haven't even looked at our bracket challenge. Peter King is leading, of course. Adam Sandler, then John. Fritzy, John Daly, Connor McDavid, Nichelle Turner, Troy Aikman, Ross Tucker.
As you would think. Those would be rounding out the fourth spot.
Let me see where I am. I'm sixth right now. Michael Bublé and Will Ferrell are tied. Then I'm with Kirk D. Cousins. And let's see. Jim Parson. Oh, our good buddy Jim Parsons. Turning 50 on Friday. Jim Boeheim is in there as well. Paulie's in there. Let me look down the list. Rebecca Lowe, last Darius Rucker, then Josh Duhamel. Okay. Still a lot of time. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. I always like when they say it. Try to make you feel better.
Not for the people in my bracket. They're all pretty much done.
All in or all out?
All out.
Yeah. Then you got World Baseball Classic. Team USA is a slight favorite coming up tonight. But this is where you need those moments. You know, Mike Trout has not had a moment in baseball. I mean, he's had a Hall of Fame career. But this is when you get those special moments. because he's only played in three playoff games. This is that opportunity, even though, you know, it's manufactured that we're going to create this, and then he gets to play in some meaningful games, if you want to call it that. And I think he would call it that. These are meaningful games. But this is what we miss about some of these players. You want them to have that playoff moment. You want them to be, you know, on the big stage, because that's where legacies are built, formed, celebrated. And Mike Trout has not had that. And there's no guarantee, even having Ohtani there for at least one more year, if he's going to get that opportunity to play in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know what the fewest number of playoff games are for a Hall of Famer, but Mike Trout's going to be up there. He's had three, and you have the wild card era, two wild card teams. Yes, Marv.
I was going to say, there's a,
and then you referenced that you said.
And then you were going to say that you were going to say.
Caught in a hyperloop right now.
Yeah.
Correct. There's a bunch of guys.
I'll go to you right now again. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, DP, how's it going?
Good.
All right. So I bet there's a bunch of guys in the old school era that didn't play in any playoff because there was only the World Series, correct?
Yeah.
So if you probably go from the last, what, 30 years, Mike Trout is probably up there as Hall of Famers with three playoff games, you said?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Angels have made the playoffs once since 2009. But don't you think, like, Shohei Ohtani's agent has to look at Trout and go, what are we doing here? I mean, the odds of the Angels writing the ship, I know he's great, but they had Mike Trout for a decade. They didn't get one playoff appearance. You got to go to the Dodgers. You got to go to the Yankees.
Yeah, but your personality is important to factor in here. I don't know if Shohei Ohtani wants to be in Los Angeles or New York. I don't know that. I haven't heard, you know, one way or another, but I think understanding where you feel comfortable, like Ichiro felt comfortable in Seattle. Now, he could have played anywhere, but there's certain, you know, Tony Gwynn felt comfortable in San Diego. Certain players feel comfortable and don't want to go to, you know, bigger markets. Not everybody's built to play in New York. We know that. We've seen that before. Yeah, Marv.
Do you think a ring will mean more in Anaheim than L.A. or New York?
Sure.
So maybe he's trying to do that. I mean, they're not going anywhere.
I mean, I understand that, but if I'm Ohtani's agent, do I want to get him into L.A. or New York? Absolutely. I want him on TV. I want him seen by people. I want him in playoff games. I want him to be showcased as the most valuable player in Major League Baseball, which he is. His value to the game, worldwide, eyeballs. Now, people love watching Aaron Judge. Shohei Ohtani gives you at the plate and on the mound, and nobody gives you that. No, he's the unicorn. Yeah, Paulie.
One thing that's always been bothering me about the Angels for the past 2 years, remember, I think it was the 2021 draft, and they had 20 rounds of selections. They took all pitchers.
Yeah.
That seems to me irresponsible. I saw some of the coverage of that. Yeah. I know you're trying to, you know, you win with pitching, but your farm system, I don't know. That just seemed nuts.
By the way, I mentioned LeBron James with a movie. Now, I thought maybe he has his own documentary series like Michael Jordan did for 10 years down the road. LeBron James is the subject of an upcoming biopic. Peacock announced it will premiere Shooting Stars, a film based on LeBron James' early life and high school career, and it will come out in 2023. The movie will be adapted from the book of the same name, which was authored by LeBron James and Buzz Bissinger. Let's see, what else do we have here? The filming was slated to begin in April in Cleveland and Akron. That's all the information I got on that. So it's a biopic. I don't know who's going to play LeBron James in that. Yeah, Seton.
I'm sorry. I'm still looking at Mike Trout's contract. So he still has 300 coming to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Through 2030.
Yeah.
And he's already made about 210.
Yeah. Yeah. Ouch.
Pile it on.
Yeah.
It's not bad money if you could get it. It's not bad work. Holy smokes.
Yeah. You'd think you'd get a playoff.
For nothing.
Appearance, right?
For nothing.
You would think so.
Not even like a good storyline. You know what I mean? Like, not even something fun in the media to be like, hey, this is a fun story to tell. Like, you don't get nothing.
But how many of these players are worth those 10, 12-year deals? Bryce Harper is going to turn out to be a bargain for Philadelphia. I don't know if those Padre players that you're going to go, this is going to work out. Now, if you win a World Series, okay. But, man, that's a long time. I would rather that you bet on yourself. I gave you 5 years, and then you got to go back into the marketplace after that. Got another contract where you could make even more money. But I just can't give you that kind of money. And how many baseball players bring you to the ballpark or bring you to a TV? Ohtani, Aaron Judge.
Maybe Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper, I think, does. He certainly did in the playoffs. You know, that Philly team was a lot of fun. Anybody else? Does Juan Soto make you want to watch a baseball game?
I think maybe the Padres as a whole.
Yeah. Clayton Kershaw would get me to watch a game with him. But who else, you know, comes to mind? And this goes back to marketing. NBA markets individuals. And I thought David Stern did a great job. But it started with the marketing of Magic and Bird, but they were on great teams. Therefore, they were in the playoffs. They were playing in big games. They marketed Michael Jordan, and Jordan wasn't on a good team. Then he got on a good team, and all of a sudden we had invested in Michael Jordan. And then he's on the biggest stage, and then we realize what we're seeing. And you know, sports is always trying to do that. Soccer tries to do that. Like, that guy's special, tune in to watch him. Baseball used to have that where you would watch, but it could be I'm watching Ricky Henderson just get on first base and mess with a pitcher. It could be Bob Gibson. It could be Dave Parker coming to the plate. Like, there were always, it felt like there was a little more, the big red machine. And baseball's still missing that marketing arm that is must-see TV to watch these players. Yeah, Paul.
I'd say healthy Zion when he was playing and playing well, and I know he's not the best player in the league, but if I saw NBA pass and I saw Zion playing, and but you don't know when he's going to play.
Yeah. I would watch Ja. Ja Morant I'd go out of my way to watch. But the NBA's probably got, you know, you could, I don't know if you go out of your way to see Joker. Dame Lillard I would go out of my way to see. You're still going to watch LeBron. Steph Curry I'm going to watch. The Warriors as a team. Am I watching Embiid? Yeah, I'm fascinated with somebody who has that talent, who can play outside and inside. Celtics, I'm still interested in Jason Tatum. Who else would be there? Durant and Phoenix, I'm interested in that.
Kyrie. To watch him play? I'm not talking about talk. Play? He's maybe as entertaining a ball player as you'll find. Entertaining?
Yeah.
I'll wait for a good answer.
Yeah. He went scoreless in the fourth quarter last night. And he's one of the great fourth quarter scorers in NBA history. Yeah, Paul.
I know what Marv's saying, and he's right. He is fantastic to watch, but he's so frustrating in other ways. It makes you not plan to tune into him. But when you watch him, like, I wish I could see more of this. I wish we could focus on more of this, just his crossovers and his drives to the basket.
But he's going
to
be on another team next year, and that won't be his last stop. He's had LeBron. He had the Celtics. He had KD. I mean, he's played with – tell me somebody who's played with more stars than Kyrie has recently. So you got LeBron, best player in the game. Celtics – Tatum was developing into a great player. That was a very good team. You got KD, you had Harden, and now you're with Luka. Does he make any of those teams winners? He ruined his stay in Boston. This isn't going to go well in Dallas. We know what happened with the Nets. And he wanted out of Cleveland because LeBron came back, won a title, and he lost his own team. He'll be on another team next year. Yes,
but maybe that's why the stop in Dallas is okay. It's not to be taken seriously. He needed to get out of Brooklyn. All right, yeah. Dallas will take me, and next year I'll go to the team I want to be at.
Mm.
If that team exists, but
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, this is just, it's just a layover.
Yeah, Marv.
Does Kyrie seem like the type of guy who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? But it's going to be like, but he could have done so much more.
We're always going to think that with him. because of his ability to score in traffic, and there's no better ball handler who's ever played the game. Just not.
Kyrie and LeBron were like the Avengers in the finals. That run against, I mean, it was just like, oh, it's your turn? Okay.
Yeah, but Kyrie wasn't mature enough to understand, I can be with LeBron. You know, Klay Thompson understood at one point, I'm hitching my wagon to Steph. And I guess that's really difficult. If you think I'm an alpha, I'm A, and you're an A, but he wasn't. And he could have been the leader in Boston. He could have been the guiding force there. Yeah, Marv.
And that team is good now. And just keep Kyrie there.
I know.
And he just wanted, I was like, come on.
I know.
Everything was just right there for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
We have to do a poll question. Maybe build it tomorrow and think of our answer. Not just most frustrating athlete of all time. For whatever reason.
All right. All right. All right. Let me take a break here. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
By the way, if you are interested in 3-2-1. If you're interested in Team USA versus Japan from Miami tonight, that's at 7 Eastern on Fox Sports 1. I was watching some of the Mavs game, and they played Memphis. And after the game, Dylan Brooks took off his jersey.
Oh, no.
He wanted to exchange jerseys with Kyrie Irving. Well, Kyrie didn't want his jersey. It was awkward. Dylan Brooks is like, oh, hey, Kyrie, can I get your jersey? Kyrie takes his jersey off, gives it to him, and Dylan Brooks has his jersey off. And Kyrie's like, nah, I ain't interested.
Yeah, I've been waiting all day to ask you guys. Now, Kyrie Irving could have easily taken the jersey, spared Dylan Brooks for an embarrassing moment, and when he went to the back room, could have tossed the jersey or tossed it later. He did it on purpose, right? Just like, hey, man, you're making a name for yourself all around the league, but I'm not playing ball with you.
I don't know what he thinks of Dylan Brooks.
I think the veterans might not love him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's trying to make a name for himself the way Draymond Green did. And Patrick Beverley. I mean, you know, these instigators here. I get it. But I don't know if Kyrie's like, I want to put your jersey up with all the other ones there. Yes, Seton.
Kyrie said after the game that it wasn't intentional.
Mm.
That it was just, he didn't, I guess, realize.
That Dylan Brooks was taking his jersey off right in front of him? Okay.
That maybe next time.
This is where, hey, Kyrie can see the court better than anybody. You didn't see what was going on right in front of you? Hall of Famers with less than 10 playoff games. Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver. Wait, Sandy Koufax is on this list?
Now that could be, you know, he could have played in a bunch of World Series and still have, you know, 8 playoff games.
Well, I knew there was less rounds back then, but okay. Bert Blythe, these are all pitchers, by the way. So I understand making an appearance in a playoff game. Roy Halladay, Lee Smith, Gaylor Perry, Juan Marichal, Phil Niekro.
Yeah, that isn't really fair to Sandy Koufax because he was in the playoffs 6 times out of 9 seasons.
Yeah.
He made the postseason.
But here's the comp for maybe Mike Trout, Al Kaline. Al Kaline was a Hall of Famer for the Tigers. He played in 5 playoff games in his career. Mike Trout's had 3. Let's see. This day in sports history.
Got a couple for you, Dan. Let's see. Right. 1968, the new American League franchise in Kansas City, Missouri, took the name the Royals. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why are they the Royals, Kansas City Royals? Anyone know?
I have no idea.
No idea. No. Me neither. 1994, Michael Jordan was cut from the White Sox roster and sent to their minor league club, as expected. 2004 in Philadelphia, Veterans Stadium was demolished.
Mm.
There it is.
One of my favorite hockey players, when I was doing highlights, played for the Quebec Nordiques. And on this night, he made an NHL record 70 saves in a game against the Boston Bruins. His name is Ron Tugnutt.
I used to love when you did those.
I just say, Dick Trickle and Ron Tugnutt.
Yeah, iconic.
They helped me get through a lot of lonely nights on SportsCenter doing highlights.
you guys would do like the NASCAR wrap up. And from Talladega, the Intimidator won, and Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle finished 42nd. On this date in 1970, one of the more infamous pieces of video that was shown every Saturday for a long, long time. Yes, Paulie.
Wide World of Sports, the ski jumper crashing.
Yes. The agony of defeat. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, bloop.
Okay, his name, Vinko Bogataz. B-O-G-A-T-A-Z. Vinko Bogataz.
Bloop.
Let's see. So Wide World of Sports would be on every Saturday, and they would always have these interesting sports that you wouldn't normally follow. And this guy comes down to the ski jump, and he misses the ski jump and the agony of defeat. And he careens off the side of the ski jump. I thought, there's no way I'd ever do that. And then I went to the Olympics in Sochi, and I went to the ski jump, and I looked at it. It's nowhere near as intimidating as it looks on TV. No, it doesn't.
Still not doing it.
I'm not. But you give me a couple of beers, maybe I would.
And a sled?
Yes.
I would tune in. If it's beers and ski jumping, I'm tuning in.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Tom Izzo feels some athletes are spending more time on their NIL deals than improving their game.
Seton O'Connor.
Chris Sims knows quarterbacks.
Marv.
Tom Izzo hates the social media.
Paul.
Hey, do Burger Lagalaz.
No, Vinko.
Yeah, Vinko.
Vinko.
Yeah.
Vinko Burger Lagalaz.
His brother.
Yeah. Isn't that a game on Price is Right? Yeah. Bingo? Yeah, bingo. Todd, what did I learn?
DraftKings has the Lions finishing first, Packers last in the NFC North this upcoming season.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.